and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, this is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Last week, I was talking with you about Hanukkah. Should the end-time New Covenant Christians observe the holiday of Hanukkah? Most people think it's just for the Jews. Well, last week I shared in John 10 that Jesus was observing Hanukkah. And today I'm going to give you more proof. In Leviticus 23, and I know most people say that, hey, it's Old Testament, we shouldn't read it. But I never heard Jesus say that you should not read the Old Testament. Jesus constantly quoted the Old Testament, and so did Paul. And Paul was a New Covenant preacher, but he constantly quoted the Old Testament. So there's nothing wrong with reading the Old Testament to learn from it. In Leviticus 23, it tells us about the commanded holy days. And Leviticus 23 starts out with God saying that these are my days. He didn't say these are Moses' days or the pagan days or whatever. He said these are my days. These are my feasts. These are my fiestas, my festivals. And he starts listing them one by one in order. And the first one he lists is the seventh day of the week. And that's part of the Ten Commandments. And people will tell you, well, the seventh day is done away with. We don't have to do that. But yet, they still believe in the other Ten Commandments, all the other nine. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. But when it comes to that one commandment of God, you can just erase it, is the claim by your traditional pastors and your traditional religions of man. But I don't read that in the Bible. It says you can just erase that one commandment and keep the other nine and erase one. So anyway, it starts listing the holy days, starting with the seventh day. Then it goes to Passover, which definitely is a new covenant holy day, taking the communion of the wine and unleavened bread representing the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which Jesus himself instructed us to do. So this is not just Jewish things and Old Covenant things. Jesus instructed us concerning Passover. And then it talks about Pentecost, which is a New Covenant thing when God sent the Holy Ghost. These are New Covenant things. And then it goes on to Tabernacles eventually. And people say, well, we don't have to keep the Feast of Tabernacles no more because it's in the Old Testament. But yet, Zechariah 14 tells us that when Jesus comes back, every person will be required, even the Egyptians, even the Gentiles, even those nations that came against Israel, will be required to keep the Feast of Tabernacles after Jesus comes back. The Feast of Tabernacles is New Covenant, my friends. All the holy days, even the seventh day, and even Hanukkah, is New Covenant things. Even from the beginning, even before the foundations of the world. And so, then you come to Leviticus 24. Leviticus 24 continues the instruction of keeping God's holidays in comparison to man's holidays that you've been taught from childhood. But these instructions in the Bible are God's holidays. In Leviticus 24, it talks about here in verse 1, it says, And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they should bring unto thee pure oil beaten, olive oil beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually. And then we read in verse 4 that he shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. And if you look at the Hebrew word there, where it's now translated in English as candlestick, the Hebrew word, actually the aromatic word that was written there, according to Strong's Concordance, is menorah. Menorah. And they translated it as candlestick. Who translated this? Fire him! It says menorah. And so it tells us to light a menorah. Now, notice here, though, that all the holy days in chapter 23 is in order. Passover comes first in the spring. Then in the summer comes Pentecost. Then in the autumn comes the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. And so when you come to chapter 24, verse 1 through 9, that would be the next holy day. The next holy day is a holy day that occurs after the Festival of Tabernacles, which Festival of Tabernacles occurs in the fall. But John 10 says that Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, occurs in the winter. So that's the next holiday, and it is a holiday of lighting the menorah. So, not only is Hanukkah in the book of Maccabees, 1 Maccabees and 2 Maccabees, which were part of the Bible until they removed it in 1666. I told you last week how the book of Maccabees was part of the Bible. We know that for a fact. We know it for a fact that the book of Maccabees was part of the Bible. It was part of the Greek Septuagint that Jesus had and quoted from, that the apostles had and quoted from, and even in the King James Version of 1611. And then they took out the book of Maccabees in 1666. So in John 10, Leviticus 24, and Maccabees talks about the Feast of Dedication, which now they call Hanukkah. We also see in the book of 2 Chronicles 29, verses 17 starting in verse 17 or so, 2 Chronicles 29, King Hezekiah restored and dedicated the first temple, which had been built by Solomon. And it took 8 days of rededication, the same amount of time of the Feast of Dedication, which is also about rededicating the altar, rededicating the temple of God. Although it was a different time of year with King Hezekiah, it was still 8 days of dedication of the temple. The people had forsaken the holy days. In that day and time, in Old Testament times, people had forsaken the holy days, just like they have today. And King Hezekiah, under the guidance of Jesus, gave the people a second chance. He gave them a second chance Passover in 2 Chronicles 30 and in Numbers 9. Taking this into consideration, according to 2 Maccabees 10, 2 Maccabees 10 verses 1 through 9, the Fiesta of Dedication, 8 days, is also a second chance Feast of Tabernacles. We see that Jesus is God of second chances. And we also see that the 8 days of dedication of the temple was celebrated by Solomon, King Hezekiah, Nehemiah, and the Maccabees in 4 different time eras. Solomon, King Hezekiah, Nehemiah, and the Maccabees all celebrated 8 days of dedication, the Fiesta of Dedication, in 4 different time eras. Since we are now the temple of God, we are now the temple of God, represented by the 7 candle menorah in Revelation 1. Revelation 1 shows that the church, the new covenant church, is represented by a menorah. Revelation 1. And considering that the Bible says that there is still a literal temple of God in heaven, which will be defiled again by Anacharsis, a fallen angel, now known as the king of Syria, Assad, Bashar Assad, evil be his name. It is evident that the Fiesta of Tabernacles, Second Chance Tabernacles, called Dedication Hanukkah, should still be important to end-time Christians. End-time Christians. Christians, and not Jews only. Now, I did mention there very briefly just then that the temple of God in heaven will be defiled. There's going to be an abomination of desolation. Daniel said so. Jesus said so. And Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by prophet stand in the holy place, flee into the mountains. What was he talking about? He didn't say, be brave, fear not. But he said, flee into the mountains when you see this. It is going to be a sight. It's going to be a horrible sight. It will be abomination of the temple of God, which is in heaven, Revelation 11, verse 19. I know that you've been taught your whole life by every minister you've ever known that the abomination of desolation in our end time will be on the temple mount of a Jewish temple. But a Jewish temple is not the temple of God. Amen. A Jewish temple is not the temple of God. And Revelation 11:19 says this temple of God is in heaven. We have to realize we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spirits, fallen angels, demons, in high places. In high places, even up in heaven. Revelation 12 says there's going to be a war in heaven. But your preachers don't know the Bible, and they've not taught you the Bible. They've only taught you religion. It's very important that we understand these things. Time is short. And I know that the things I share on this broadcast every week sound very strange to you, different. And they may sound to you as if they're wrong because you've not heard it before and it's different from what everybody's ever taught you. So I don't expect you to agree with me and believe everything I say at face value immediately, without any prayer, without any fasting, because the world is full of false prophets. Amen. The world is full, and the radio is full of false prophets and deceivers and devils manifesting themselves as light. But I do ask that you take the things I share with you in prayer and in fasting, and in an intense, passionate, zealous study of the Scriptures. And meet me back here next week, where we're going to talk more about Hanukkah specifically, and why New Covenant Christians in the end time should be observing the holiday of Hanukkah. Thank you for listening in Jesus Christ. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.